Nigel, what a 5 minutes really, with a penalty save and then a terrific goal from Jamie Murphy.
Yeah, I thought, what a second half all round, because I thought the first half was nothing in it. We should have had another penalty again, but second half livened up. I thought right from the kick-off of the second half we played well.
It was a very well-contested South Yorkshire derby overall, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and a few decisions which we struggled to work out, but it was. A lot of honesty out there. I thought once we got the goal, we defended it brilliantly.
How confident do you feel when there's a penalty against your team, given what Mark Howard's done this year?
Reasonably confident, believe it or not. Mark's one of probably the best goalkeeper in the league, and you know, even with a penalty, you think you've got a fair chance of staying in it.
Did you sort of feel at that point that it could be a momentum changer, even though you were down to 10 men?
Yeah, well, at that point then, you know, once you save the penalty, then you're thinking, let's get a 0-0 here today. But with people like Jose and Jamie Murphy on the pitch, you're always capable of nicking one. And you've got not really much choice at 0-0 to play 4-4-1. A nice two banks of four with one up top. But keeping the players on the pitch, you can get your goal.
You started the second half very, very well. And it looked as if, you know, they were going to get that against the run of play and then get the momentum back. I suppose the Howard save sort of got it straight back for you, didn't it?
It did, but that was the key. That set the tone in the second half. You know, let's say first half was, you know, it was kept breaking up the game and everything, bookings and fouls. But I thought for 15, 20 minutes at the start of the second half, we played very well indeed. Exactly how we want to play home and away.
I bet you got a good view of the goal. I bet you were right behind that one.
We were superb. The only thought I was, is it going to dip over the bar? But it just dipped in, and you know, we haven't scored, I know, for the last three, but it's a special one to break that duck.
How much credit do the players deserve, given that it was hard to really sort of notice that you were down to 10 men after the setting?
Yeah, well, they have to work that a little bit harder, you know, especially defensively, which they did. Jose especially up front on his own, and I thought even Harrison McGay for that last 5 minutes or so when he came on. So it is it's a test of your mental strength as much as your physical strength to see it through.
Many players played well today, but just how good was Jamie Murphy? Was he back to his best today?
He's getting there. He's getting there, you know. I thought Jay McEverley was probably the outstanding player today, again. But, yeah, a lot of good performances, especially second half.
There's a lot of players, though, that maybe started the year that didn't have the form that they had last year. Do you still, overall, do you think you're sort of getting back to that?
Slowly. I think there's one or two getting back to it and one or two still to reach it. I think Stephen Scoog was showing glimpses without exactly being back to it. You know, Flinney and Jammer a little bit in and out at the moment, but generally speaking, we're not far off. I think we're in the top. Are we in the top six?
Yeah, fifth tonight.
Fifth tonight, and we haven't hit top form yet. And we've said we've got to stay thereabouts till January, and then we'll reassess it then.
Given recent results, how important to sort of win a derby like this?
Yeah, it was nice. We played well against Barnsley, you know, in the home defeat last time out. Played well at Crewe, and you know, we've got the replay on Tuesday. You know, Warsaw wasn't a full strength side, so we can only judge it really on what we had out there today.
The downside, I guess, is that you're going to lose Paddy McCarthy now, just having got him back as well.
Yeah, we are, unfortunately. We're going to look at it again and see if there's any case for an appeal. Probably not, but we're going to study it and see. And if we can get him out there next week, we will.
Just a quick initial thought on that penalty decision. The one in the first half certainly looked like it was in the box with Jamal Campbell-Rice. What view did you have on that?
Yeah, it's a yard in the box. And then, even if he thinks it's outside, we've been told pre-season at all these meetings that if somebody pulls somebody back like that, it's a yellow card. He'd booked him previously, so at the very least, it's a red card. A second yellow is sending off. And if he gets it right, we get the penalty as well.
Could it create an opportunity if McCarthy's out for someone like Harrison McGuire, when we saw him have a little cameo up front tonight? Could it be a chance for him as well?
No, Chris Basham will play there.
Chris Basham will go.
Who was, once again, outstanding when he went back to centre-half. I think it's his best position. Whether we can get him in there every week with Jay and Paddy McCarthy and Harrison, I don't know. But I think it's Chris's best position.
What's the news on James Wallace?
He just felt it again, his groin, his thigh and everything. He's trained on it yesterday, no problem at all. But I think it was a tackle or something, and he just felt it again. So he'll be out for, I don't know, a week or two, we'll see.
It's tough for James though, isn't it? Because he is such a talented player, but he's just got this injury bug at the moment.
I thought he started the game well, but he just keeps getting these knocks and these niggles. We knew when he signed him, we'd have to be patient with him. And it might take up to 6 months or more to get rid of all these little things. But he's still worth having around.
I suppose sometimes it's worth being a bit patient, isn't it?
Yeah, we have to be with somebody of his ability. He's only a young player as well. It's not as if he's 32, 33. You know, there's going to be lots to come from him in the future.
Have to ask for an update on the striker situation. Any luck there?
No, we were turned down you know, yesterday. He said come back after the weekend. So we'll be back in again after the cup replay on Tuesday.